Hi, I'm Zoe from The Dubs, and today I'm joined by my colleague Tara, head of paid media. Tara, good to have you with me.
Thanks, Zoe. Great to be here, especially when we get to talk about finfluencers and why they matter in finance right now.
Let's be honest. Finance doesn't always feel warm and approachable. Words like retirement or investment can sound a little scary. And people want someone who can make money feel human.
That's what finfluencers do well. They strip away the jargon, explain things in everyday language, and often build real trust with their followers. And more people are paying attention. Fidelity research shows almost half of UK investors now look to social media and finfluencers for tips, sometimes instead of going to an advisor.
Wow, that's a lot more than you would think. It really shows how much people want guidance they can connect with.
But brands do need to be careful. Not every influencer has the right background or experience. Some of the advice out there can be a little shaky.
Yeah, one study found a lot of influencers don't have formal qualifications. That can mean well-intentioned but risky advice.
And that's why we've seen regulators like the FCA in the UK stepping in and pulling up posts that look like get-rich-quick promises. And for brands, it means you've got to be really selective and thoughtful about who you work with.
It's not just theory either. There's evidence that big influencers can actually move markets.
And it's not only retail investors scrolling TikTok. On the business side, LinkedIn found that more than 80% of buyers say they're influenced by industry voices, and most interact with them every month.
So whether it's B2C or B2B, people are clearly listening.
Exactly. So how do brands make the most of this without the pitfalls? First, choose influencers who can explain things clearly. If someone can't break it down simply, they're probably not the right fit.
And the brief is crucial, and they really need to understand your product. It's not about just scripting them, but setting them up to be accurate and helpful while still being entertaining.
And don't forget compliance. Influencers need clear guardrails for what they can and can't say, so everyone stays on the right side of the rules.
So Tara, what are the do's and don'ts?
Do use finfluencers to connect with younger or digital first audiences. Look for content that teaches, not just sells, and keep an eye on compliance and reputation. But don't assume every influencer is an expert. Don't skip legal checks or judge success just by views. Trust and engagement matter more. At the end of the day, influencers can help financial brands feel more relatable and approachable, but you've got to keep it honest.
Absolutely. Trust isn't built overnight. It comes from clear, genuine conversations. Thanks for listening. And if you'd like to explore how influencers could work for your brand, get in touch with us at The Dubs.